Does white latex paint on the trunk of almond trees protect it from herbicide damage? Drew Walter is a grad student at UC Davis. He studied whether or not the latex paint on tree trunks made a difference. And by the way, Walter was awarded first place for his scientific paper at the California Weed Science Society annual meeting in Monterey. So Drew, tell us about this research.
So the research was looking at whether or not trunk paint could mitigate herbicide damage in young trees. Now, specifically, the research looked at almond trees, second leaf almond trees.
There's a tradition in California almond growers to paint, many of them paint their trunks white.
And many of them have trunk protectors on provided by the nursery. Does that help protect the trunks?
But generally, the carton is something that comes from the nursery when the trees go out. At second leaf, either the trunk starts to grow into the carton, so you have to remove, or you start to get a carton that starts to degrade at that point, which really just acts as paper mache around the trunk and can cause a number of issues after that. So generally the process is second leaf, you remove your carton, and due to extension literature that's been published stating that trunk paint could mitigate herbicide damage, the practice has been adopted in California quite a bit, but there has been no peer-reviewed evidence of just how much trunk paint could specifically mitigate herbicide damage in young trees.
And traditionally it's been a flat latex white paint, right?
Flat latex white paint, so this would be an interior paint diluted 50-50.
You laid out research, you replicated it, what'd you find out?
What we found was that across multiple scales, so we had a high rate and a low rate of both glufosinate, glyphosate, and then a tank mix combination of the two together.
Okay.
What we ended up finding was across most of the spectrums, there are most treatments, was that hardening off your trunk for a minimum of 9 weeks ended up providing the greatest level of protection for your trunks, as opposed to old paint, which was 9 week old paint, or new paint, which was 2 day old paint.
So what's with the old paint? Does it start to degrade? It doesn't have as much solids
there's,
in it or something?
There's two things at play there. So you have the old paint, which starts to degrade, so it starts to flake off naturally just due to environmental factors. But then you also have the issue of the tree starting to grow. So then you end up getting cracks between that paint, right? So instead of having a flat surface of all latex paint, you start to get growth and then stretching of that latex paint, which then exposes that green tender bark that you were trying to avoid spraying in the first place.
We're talking about young almond trees, third leaf or something?
Second leaf.
Okay, yeah. So the bottom line, there's no evidence that shows that paint, you reduce herbicide damage. What's clear though, you let that bark harden off, and what's the parameter? How long? How much?
So what we did in our study was 9 weeks.
Okay.
We don't have specific evidence stating that 5 weeks might be better, or that 12 weeks might be better, or if you could achieve the same level of hardening off at that 5 week interval. But what we did find was 9 weeks reduced the amount of canopy stress, amount of defoliation, and the number of individual gumming sites on the trunk just by letting it harden off by 9 weeks.
What's the start of that 9 weeks?
This would be 9 weeks after removing the carton.
Is there any certain time you removed it? Was it in the winter?
We removed it in spring. Yep, in spring.
Just let it harden off?
Correct. So in the younger trees, you're really talking about two factors in terms of bark development. Yeah. You have that secondary growth, which is coming out from the cambium and forming bark. But in second leaf trees, especially if they've had a carton around them, you never get the lignification or the environmental kind of hardening on the outer surface of that young bark. So in second leaf trees, that's absolutely crucial to allow it to get some of those factors such as perhaps sunlight or just various environmental factors that can really harden that outer exterior and help lignify that outer bark.
Much better approach. Any more research needs to be done?
I would definitely say looking into just whether or not we could reduce that damage even further by letting, let's say, a trunk harden off for 12 weeks.
Yeah,
so that would be one way of looking at it. The other thing would be perhaps the literature has been stating white latex paint, but not specifying whether that'd be a high gloss paint where you do have something that would wick the moisture off or wick the herbicide off the trunk.
Yeah.
Literature has always stated just a flat white latex paint. So that might be something to look at. The third would be to really look at whether or not hardening off for 9 weeks and then coming in and painting after. So there are multiple combinations there that we could add to this study in the future to really see what gives you the best protection. But so far, all we can say is that allowing the trunk to harden off for those 9 weeks provided the greatest level of protection.
Great. And that was cool that you found there was no literature out there. There's no literature that said why we do this. Does it really work, you know?
Yeah, no, that was just a history of an adaptation of that practice, but absolutely no peer-reviewed studies to back up that.
Oh, yeah. Now we got something here.
Yep.
So Drew Walter, great research, very interesting. Thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thanks for having me today, Patrick.